The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website, MichiganMediates.org. The impact of Trump's tariffs on ag exports. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. $37 billion. That's the projected ag trade deficit for fiscal year 2026, according to an update this week from USDA. But that's a decrease from the record ag trade deficit in fiscal year 2025 of $43.7 billion.
We know that tariffs have had impacts on U.S. exports.
And that's Dr. Darren Hudson, director of the International Center for Agricultural Competitiveness at Texas Tech University.
And across the board, whether we're talking about soybeans, corn, obviously soybeans was the big loser. Corn less so, but it was a negative impact.
However, he says the tariffs have not put a dent in consumers' buying patterns, and the demand for imported products remains high.
The price was going up. The landed value or price that the consumer was going to pay was going up, but so was volume. And, you know, that's a little bit strange when you think about it that way. It indicates a bit of insensitivity of the U.S. consumer to those prices. The tariff impact on, say, your shirt that you bought at the store was small enough that people really didn't notice that.
Hudson adds that the market remains strong for many U.S. ag products.
On net, yes, I think the tariffs probably hurt exports some, but really are not hurting those imports coming back. So there's some strength in that demand side, or at least consistency in that demand side.
Earlier this month, President Trump announced a $12 billion Farmer Bridge Assistance Program for farmers impacted by tariff-related market disruptions. Farmers who qualify will receive those payments beginning in late February.
After years of dedication, Jim and Jody Johnson are retiring and selling their quality farm equipment through Purple Wave's December 30th Ag Auction. Don't miss their 2024 John Deere ExactEmerge 1775 NT Planter and 2019 John Deere S760 Combine. See the equipment yourself during open inspections at Osage, Iowa on Wednesday, December 17th and Monday, December 29th, both from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Visit Purple Wave. For a complete listing. Purple Wave Auctions, straight, simple, sold.
Hi, I'm Evie Vittori from Lenawee County, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
We've got a mess moving through Michigan today. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Happy Boxing Day, and Boxing Day bringing us the gift that keeps on giving. Weather problems. A warm front is lifting up into Michigan, and that warm front has warm air overrunning a cold layer trapped at the surface. That means we've got some freezing rain and drizzle potential here this morning into midday. Now, it's not everywhere. Right now, I'm looking at the bulk of our concern about freezing precipitation being in central and eastern parts of Michigan. Let's just say central southward in the state with a skew toward that thumb area in southeastern parts of the thumb. We can see moisture, rain, out of this frontal boundary passage in anywhere at a tenth to three quarters of an inch. That's why the freezing part of this is what really concerns us. We definitely are seeing warm air in at about 3,000 to 5,000 feet, but it's the cold layer down to the surface that causes the freezing precipitation potential this morning. Be careful. It is going to be a mess in parts of the state. You go farther north, and we've got wet snow flying across parts of the UP and northern tier counties of lower Michigan. That's going to continue into early afternoon before ending. We clear out everywhere overnight tonight, and we should see a partly sunny sky tomorrow. Windy with southwest flow through the day. That should bump temperatures even more, milder tomorrow than today. And then we get into Sunday. We're getting ready for our frontal boundary to come through. But I think first we lead it off with scattered precipitation. Light rain, anywhere from a few hundredths to half an inch in northern parts of the state. I think we can see a tenth to three quarters over the southern half of lower Michigan again. Accumulating snows start to kick up a Sunday evening through the overnight and into Monday in the UP and northern Michigan. That's because very cold air comes in behind the front. That cold air and strong wind dominates through Sunday night, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. Lake effect is going to be a problem for Monday, easing a little bit on Tuesday as winds ease just a bit. I'm Ryan Martin.
Soil prep for next year begins as soon as the harvest is over. Don't miss out on nutrients you can return to your soil. Applying one of DairyDew's compost blends or layer manure accelerates the conversion of crop stubble into next year's plant food. That remaining plant material is full of nutrients that you want to return to the soil.
Dairy Dew's compost blends like Layer Ash Blend with Gypsum and Gypsum Plus not only help with releasing nutrients from your crop stubble, they also add beneficial biology and other missing minerals to your soil. Or go with an order of straight layer manure, an economical choice that still offers calcium and sulfur.
Improve your soil health for next year right now with a call to Morgan Composting. Crops don't wait. The seasons don't wait. You shouldn't wait. Address soil health this fall for better yields next year.
Not sure which is the best Dairy Dew product for your fields? Contact a soil health expert at Morgan Composting for a consultation. Call today or visit DairyDew.com to learn more.
Implants come from healthy soil. Healthy soil comes from Dairy Dew.
Grain markets were closed yesterday for Christmas Day, but we look back at the grain markets from Wednesday, Christmas Eve, and we check in with Andy Eubank and with Tom Fritz with EFG Group in Chicago. They spoke at the close of trade on Wednesday afternoon back on Christmas Eve.
Partial day of trade on Christmas Eve. And Tom, we saw gains in the overnight session on Wednesday morning and then some follow through higher all throughout the short sessions, led by the soybean complex and double-digit gains in beans. What do we make of that?
Well, I think it's a little bit of short covering. From a technical standpoint, the soybean market is advertising a low. The meal market's advertising a low. And soybean oil is advertising a low. I think most of the trade today was largely technical. As fundamental rationale, well, you know, you can talk about maybe some dryness developing in southern Argentina, but overall, northern Argentina looks pretty good. Southern Brazil had been dry, but they're starting to see some pretty decent rains. Northern Brazil, northeastern Brazil, they're in pretty good shape. So that's why I say the majority of today's trade was just basically short covering, stemming off of some technical issues, if you will. This, the wheat market, the rationale over there, yeah, there's technical short covering. But concerns about what's happening between Russia and Ukraine. Russia's doing a fair job of bombing the daylights out of Ukraine ports.
Once again, Tom Fritz with EFG Group Chicago. Settlements from Wednesday, Christmas Eve. March corn up 3.5 cents at 4.51. May corn also 3.5 higher at 4.59. January soybeans climbing 11.75 to 10.63 1/4. March beans 12.75 higher at 10.76 1/2. And March wheat was up 4.75 to 5.21 3/4. February live cattle dropping $1.45 to $2.28.55, and February lean hogs down 92 cents to $85.05. MichiganAgToday.com is your website for all the latest Michigan farm news. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.